Good morning. Celebration Sunday. All right, what a big turnout. I think we'll have to have this every Sunday. Celebration Sunday, baptisms, praise the Lord. So what are we celebrating? We're celebrating life. More than just life, though, life in Christ. We're celebrating salvation through Christ, spiritual rebirth, whatever you want to call it. And today we're having a baptism for those who want to proclaim their spiritual rebirth. What we often say about baptism is the outward showing of an inward change. And it happens to those who have believed and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's not for those, we often hear of infants being sprinkled, and they call it baptism, and that's really not what Scripture talks about. It's not in Scripture that way. In Scripture, it talks about how you believe and you're baptized. You repent and you're baptized. It's a personal choice. And the people that we have today, you can see listed in your bulletin. We have Pat, Amy Ott, Lauren Kriegbaum, Rachel Lopez, Curry Steele, Luke Swanson, and we're happy to announce Caitlin Saunders is added to the list. So, she got in there late. I didn't get her name in the bulletin. I apologize for that. But, praise the Lord. All of these people have proclaimed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and have chosen to be baptized today. Romans 8:10 says, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Our bodies are dead because of sin. Jesus said that all have sinned. All of us have spiritually died. We're separated from God because light cannot have fellowship with darkness. If God was in the room, like a shining light, like a sun, where would darkness be in the room? It wouldn't be in the room. You can't have fellowship with God as a sinner unless you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then you can once again be reunited, spiritual rebirth, fellowship, born again, it's called in Scripture, a spiritual birth. And that's the only way you can get into heaven. Did you hear me? That's the only way you can get into heaven. You know, I was reading some of the reasons people give for getting into heaven. Number 10 was, I wear a cross around my neck. Well, that doesn't get you into heaven. It might make you look good or spiritual, but it doesn't get you into heaven. Number 9, I have faith. Well, what do you have faith in? That doesn't get you to heaven just because you have faith. It's a start, though. Faith in Jesus Christ is definitely a start. Number 8, my parents are Christians. That doesn't do it for you. You have to make a personal choice to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Number 7, I pray every day. Well, that's good. It's good to pray every day. I want to encourage you to pray every day. But who are you praying to? Does God know you as one of His children? Have you been adopted through salvation as God's children? One of His children. Number 6, I've never killed anybody. Well, that's a good start, you know. And Pastor Peter said, if you think it in your heart, like maybe I have about somebody who cut in front of me driving, that's one of my big challenges is driving. It's like, I'm killing people. Like, what are you doing? You cut me off, you just pass me, and then you pull in. If you think it in your heart, you've sinned. You've killed somebody. Number 5, I've been baptized as a baby. I hear that so often at funerals. It's so sad. Because Scripture is clear. That doesn't save you. It's commanded by God to be baptized, but it doesn't save you. You have to believe and be baptized. And it's a personal choice to be baptized. Number 4 is kind of crazy. I'm in hell right now. Well, if you think this is hell, you have a big surprise ahead of you. Hell is so bad, I don't even like to talk about it. Number three, I go to church. Well, praise the Lord. It's a good thing to go to church. Scripture says, do not forsake the gathering together. We should gather together. And it says we should encourage one another. It's a great thing to go to church, but it doesn't get you to heaven. Number two, I believe in God. Well, Scripture says, even the devil believes in God. You think he's going to be in heaven? No, he's not. James 2:19 says that even the demons believe there is a God and tremble. Matthew 25:41 says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. The devil will not be in heaven, but he believes in God. The number one reason, I've been a good person. People have told me that. Well, I'm a good person. I'm better than my neighbor. I'm better than this guy or that guy. That doesn't do it. For all have sinned. Mara is doing my scripture verses, and I've kind of jumped around here, so sorry, Mara. Let's go to John 17:3. And this is the way to eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, to know him, the one you sent to earth. If we know God and we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we too can be on our way to heaven. John 14:6, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to heaven. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. These 10 reasons don't do you anything. The only way to get to heaven is having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Today we have such a fun day planned for over at the Warren Pool. We're gathering there at 11:30. I hope many of you can join us there. And we'll be having a baptism shortly thereafter. And I would like to invite some of those getting baptized to share. In fact, they've volunteered to share. I wouldn't call them up here otherwise. Let's start off with Lauren Krigbaum.
Accepted Jesus as my Savior in November of 2014. And when I think of some things that have changed in my life since then, one thing is that my heart changed right away. Like, I instantly felt like love in my heart, and it's hard to explain. It's like I felt safe. I felt like I had a purpose, and I just felt like I had love in my heart. And ever since then, that hasn't changed. Another thing is that once I really learned of God's love for me, it really changed how I dealt with certain situations and like hard times. I didn't have to be scared. I didn't have to worry about what was going to happen next, because I knew I had a mighty God behind me, and that I had everything I needed, because Jesus gives us everything that we could ever need. Another thing I knew was that, the truth is, life just doesn't become like magically easier. We don't just get everything handed to us. Not everything is just magically easier. But the difference is that I knew that the fight had already been won. And there's no greater peace than reading about how I have a Father in heaven who loves me and does everything for my good. And since then, I've just had a growing desire just to walk closer and closer to God in my daily life. And today I chose to get baptized to take that next step into committing my life to the Lord.
My name is Kui Steele, and I love God. I accepted him in my heart when I was 6 years old and in second grade. I love God, and I know he loves me too.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, my name is Patrick Amiot. I'd just like to tell a little story first of how I got to Harvest Church. It was the summer of 2013, and I was just got to Warren, Minnesota. I moved from out in the country. I lived kind of by Radium, and I decided to play in a golf league here in Warren, and I ended up playing in a match against Pastor Eric Berglund, and he gave me a card to invite me to come to Harvest Church, and told me about the church. And at that time, I was lost, totally lost, and I didn't want anything to do with the Lord or coming to church at that time. And I don't even know what I did with the card. And that was back in 2013. A year ago, I had some things, or a little over a year ago, I had some things happen in my life, and I accepted. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. The first thing I thought about was Eric. And wanting to come to Harvest Church, and that's why I've chosen to be baptized today, and I've chosen Eric to baptize me, and my life just hasn't, just miracles just keep happening, and God is so good, and been so good to me in this last year, and I just can't praise him enough for the grace he's given me, and I just thank Harvest Church, and praise the Lord.
Thanks, Pat. And next, we'll have Caitlin Saunders.
Well, I'm Caitlin. I gave my life to Christ the spring of 2015. But before that, I was very lost, living in a very dark place. I experienced a lot of hurt to the point where I did not want to be on the earth anymore, and that was when I met with Jackie, and she helped me realize what's important, and ever since then, my heart has started to feel whole again, and I just feel like I have a purpose to be here, and so I just want to be baptized today to show God that he is the reason, and just for acknowledging him that he's the reason I need to be here, and just thanking him for continuing to give me strength to get through each day, and that every day is not going to be easy, but he makes it a lot easier, and so yeah.
And next, we'd like Luke Swanson.
I'm not very good at this talking in front, so I brought some to read off. A couple verses I thought of this. 1 Peter 3:18. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for our sinners to bring us safely home to God. He suffered a physical death, but he was raised to life in the Spirit. I was raised in the Baptist Church of El Dorado. I was blessed to be taught about God from a young age. I was blessed to have a mother that lived by God's word. She continuously was in prayer. I asked God into my life with my mom at the age of 8. She created a solid foundation through the hills and the valleys in my life. The best way to describe me wanting to be baptized is to show how God has been so instrumental in my life. I've lived in the biggest storm of my life in the past 6 months. At the time, I thought I was so lost. Looking back, God kept picking me off up of the ground. I would ask you to continue to pray, though, for my family. I wanted to publicly show how much God means in my life.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. It's not easy. I gotta move this. Okay. Are we good now? Okay, thanks. Proverbs 10:28 says, "The hopes of the godly result in happiness." Pastor Peter read this one. And I think, wait a second. I've received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm part of the godly people that they're talking about here. But my hopes are not always resulting in happiness. This year, I was diagnosed with diabetes. And sometimes my feet hurt. My hope is that it goes away. But it's not immediate. Some of you have suffering that doesn't go away. It's not that it says that if you hope for that, it happens right away. We might have to persevere. Eternal life will be happiness. We might have happiness on earth, but we might not. But I guarantee it, if you make it to heaven, if you choose Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you will go to heaven. And then you will have happiness. It might not be immediate today, even though I want it to. The hopes of the godly result in happiness. You must persevere. Romans 5:3. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Pastor Peter shared this verse this month. I was thinking about doing a message about suffering, and he kind of grabbed my thunder, stole my thunder there, because he didn't ask permission to talk about that. No, it's good. It all ties together. It says just before that, it says, we also glory or rejoice in our sufferings. Our sufferings, when we run into problems and trials, we rejoice because we know that our suffering produces perseverance. It doesn't produce happiness. Our suffering produces perseverance. If you've ever been a runner, you know that it gets easier because you've suffered and now you can persevere. You can run that long race or a marathon even if you choose because you've suffered through the trials. And that's kind of what life is like. There's no guarantee in Scripture that you won't suffer. We all suffer in different ways. But we can persevere. We can make it to the finish line. We can have that happiness in heaven. Because our hopes will result in happiness. Do you have hope that will result in happiness? Is your hope in eternal life? Have you chosen that? I talked about Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God is the light, and we're in darkness until we receive Jesus Christ to cleanse us, to wash us white as snow. Romans 3:28, a few verses later, it says, a man is justified by his faith. Justified is not a word that we use much, but I've often heard that it means just as if I never sinned. When we receive forgiveness for our sins, it's just as if we never sinned. Jesus Christ took on our sins on the cross. And if we receive him as our Lord and Savior, we too can be washed white as snow. We can be justified through our faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 4:16, for this reason it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. We can receive salvation. We can be adopted children of God. And he calls us godly, not because we're without sin anymore, but because we're washed white as snow. We're justified by our faith. That's what we need to do. That's what all these people who have come before you today have professed their faith in Jesus Christ and how it's changed their lives. I tell you, it's as easy as handing out a card. You could have a card and you hand it to somebody and say, come to church. We have cards in the back. Take one to your friend. It might change their life. It might redirect their life to God, to eternal life in heaven. What opportunities do you have? Are you missing those opportunities to share with others, to impact lives, to change lives for eternity? Maybe somebody that you give a card to today or this week will be up here next year being baptized. Or maybe you should be baptized. Some of us here have Jesus Christ as our Savior and never been baptized. I encourage you to be baptized. God commands it. We give opportunity every year, or more so if needed. We don't have to go to the Warren Pool in the summertime, but that's a great place for us to baptize people. We love it there. But we could baptize you in another location if you're choosing. If the water's warm, I will baptize you. Otherwise, Pastor Peter will volunteer. I'll talk to him about that. To become a child of God means that you will have eternal life in heaven. And then he commands you to be baptized. It's not my command. God says, believe and be baptized. And that's what we're doing today. I encourage you all to join us at the Warren Pool at about 11:30 or so, and we will have the baptism there. So if the music team would come up, I'll close us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day, this celebration Sunday. We're celebrating life in Christ. We're celebrating our life here in the church. Lord, I thank you for all those that came forward and to profess your name, to share some of their stories. Lord, there's others here that need to do that. And I just ask that you'd prick their heart and give them a desire to do that. Thank you for that, Lord. May we all glorify you with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.